Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Trauma Fire Podcast, man, with your boy Zell Johnson. Oh, man, listen. I'm on the fly again, man, and I just wanted to talk about my boy, Andrew Yang. We're just going to get straight into it, man. I want to talk about Andrew Yang and the Forward Party. And I want to start this off by saying, I don't understand how Andrew Yang did not win. Like, I literally don't understand how he didn't win. Like, I really don't get it. Because to me, he was the smartest. He wasn't like super old where he was out of touch with the young generation. He was in touch with the young generation. He spoke on our challenges. He spoke on the challenges of people that are like, I say 40 to mid 20s or mid 20s to late 30s. You know, that I guess what, millennial, not Gen Z, but like millennial group, because I'm 32. So to me, man, he really spoke to like our generation. He really spoke to the struggles of the world changing and the world progressing at such an accelerated, fast rate. He talked about these big corporations, a winner-take-all society. You know, he talked about, you know, cryptocurrency. He talked about the bots taking over. And that's the thing I want to talk about, man, the robots. So when Andrew Yang was like, hey, the robots are coming, the robots are coming, everyone almost kind of laughed at him, like, you know, whatever. And see, the issue is, man, politicians are so out of touch with technology, you know, and in my point of view, I feel like politicians, man, they're so focused on, I don't even know what exactly they're focused on, because they give us all of this, you know, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And when they get in office, in my opinion, now y'all might be different, but in my opinion, they don't really do anything. They do just a little bit to say they did what they said they were going to do. And then when it's time to vote for them again, here they come. They want your money. They want your donations. They want your vote. They want you to give a damn about them. But then when they get in office, it's kind of like, they're like, okay, cool. I'm here. I'm living my dream. This is always what I wanted to be. Thank God. And then they get in there and it's almost like they get influenced by the people that are there already. Like that circle of people that just kind of sit there and do nothing. And you know, another reason why I like Andrew Yang is because, you know, they got these people that are able to sit on the Senate forever. I mean, they got lifetime. They're like 80, 70, 80. They don't want to retire. I guess it's just, I mean, you got to really think about it. Somebody that doesn't want to retire from their job, that makes that type of money and is in their 70s and 80s and 60s and they don't want to go anywhere and they're making that type of money. Come on, man. That means they're not doing shit. In my opinion, the job is so easy and so gravy, and they're making such good money to do basically nothing, just review shit all day, in my opinion. I mean, come on. It's a reason why it's toxic in D.C. It's a reason why this country is being run like a shit show. And, you know, I know people look at Andrew Yang and they're like, oh, you know, he's young, he's Asian, you know, he's probably a communist and all this. And it's like, bro, listen, the world is changing at such a rapid, accelerated speed. And it's like Andrew Yang, he gets why this shit is the way it is. You know, it's like, you even when I turn on the news, right, I barely watch the news. You know, you got Fox News, you got CNN. They're basically beefing with each other, and everyone's there for the show. It's like, are we here for a show? Or are we here to really, really help society, help these kids grow, help this country be a better place? Because right now, it just looks like everyone is picking sides. Everyone is clicking up, because let's be real, that's what it is. Clicking up, clicking up, clicking up. Oh, I'm over here, you over there. I don't like what you got. It's like, dude, that's not going to help our children, children's children, be any better than the shit we got going on right now. All you got to do is sit back and take a look around. It's just a bunch of bullshit, and there's not really any real problems being solved. Like, let's talk about the debt in America. Let's work on that instead of going back and forth about masks. Who gives a fuck about a mask? It's sad that, and I know I'm going off topic a little bit, but just hear me out. It's sad that in this country, we got all of this pain, all of this death, all of this debt, and you got all these grown-ass adults sitting around talking about, oh, I don't want to wear a mask, a mask, a mask, a mask. It's like, listen, if a person wants to wear a mask, let them wear a mask. That's their personal right. It's a free country. We're in America. Now, I don't 100% agree with mandating the mask because I'm not a scientist. I don't know. I don't know if it helps or it hurts. I don't know. I wear it sometimes just for common courtesy. Like if I'm somewhere and everyone else is wearing a mask, I'll put on a mask just because it's a thing called common courtesy. And I feel like in this country, everyone is so fucking self-centered and narcissistic and want to be right that they don't want to solve the problem. They're just more focused on being right. And that's a fucking sickness in this country. Stop trying to be fucking right all the time and get out there. And like y'all people say, pull yourselves up by the bootstrap and get the fucking job done. And I felt like Andrew Yang was really somebody who didn't give a damn. When no one thought, he was like, listen, let's get out here and fix the problems. Damn trying to pander to people, you know? And, you know, a lot of people will say, hey, what about the $1,000 a month? What about that? That's pandering to people. It's not really pandering. See, America has this weird, strange brainwash thing where it's like, oh, you giving out handouts? And it's like, dude, some people, grandparents, which is nothing wrong with that, has literally worked hard, which is good, and given their children, their great-grandchildren, a handout. They literally are people in this country who don't have to work for nothing because of the hard work that their parents, their grandparents, their ancestors put in. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But the world is changing at a rapid speed. You have technology taking over, and people that aren't in Silicon Valley and Google, these people that don't do research in their background, history checks on these tech companies, these large private tech companies, these industries that are pumping out AI, artificial intelligence, robotics, they literally are working on shit as I speak that can take your job. I guarantee you in 10 years, Amazon is going to slice their employment in half. I mean, yeah, you got self-driving trucks that can probably drive themselves to locations, but you know, they can't necessarily, you know, have a robot get out the car or get out the truck and deliver a package yet. But we already got self-driving cars. We already got self-driving semi-trucks on the road now. So people are losing their jobs. Now, the whole self-driving truck thing, you might got a good 20 years left. But don't start fixing and changing things in 20 years. It's going to take 20 years for us to fucking adapt. So you need to start changing things now, so when it does hit, people are already prepared and kind of already set mindset wise in that change, because cryptocurrency isn't slowing down. Metaverse isn't slowing down. All this AI, people can replicate voices. It's happening, man. It's happening right now. Just look at TikTok. Just look at that app called Womble, that AI app called Womble, where you can literally have an AI system move your face with the picture. They could take your picture and animate your face, and it looks real. And it's like, dude, pretty soon people are going to be working strictly online. Like all those call center jobs where you got to go in and punch in. Come on now. They're going to have AI easily take that over. Easily. A person calls, what's wrong? What do you need? Okay. The computer goes in this little system, in this little database, and it changes. It's already happening now. Like when I call my bank, a lot of times I don't even talk to a representative. Like 90% of the time, it's artificial intelligence. It's AI. People in the 90s would have never thought shit would be the way it is now. You could just touch your phone. Press 1 for this. What do you need? Change your PIN. Press 3 to change your PIN. And it's like you don't even got to talk to a person. You know? You got ATMs, automated teller machines. And think about it. They're going to make that stuff more and more and more advanced to the point where people who used to go to school for bank jobs are going to now have to go to school for online banking assist. They're going to have to start transferring people over to assisting. The AI is going to be the front runner, and human beings are going to be the ones assisting the AI. With between 15 to 20 some years, I say 15 to like 22 years, it's not going to be human beings running the show. It's going to be AI running the show and human beings assisting the AI. So when that happens, what are people going to do? What are you going to do? I honestly believe that the UBI, the Universal Basic Income, is a great idea for everyone. And you got to remember something. This isn't something that he's going to force on you. If you feel like you don't need it, if you feel like you're good or you're straight, or if you feel like you don't want to suck off the government, or you feel like you're using the government's money, and whatever the case may be, I understand that. Don't opt in. This is opt-in only. Okay, this is opt-in only. You know, people can choose to opt-in for $1,000 a month, right? Get off all that other government assistance, SNAP, EBT, because, you know, you can, if you opt in this, you can't get both. So either you're going to keep using SNAP, you're going to keep using food stamps or EBT, whatever you want to call it, but you can switch. You can say, hey, you know what? Instead of using SNAP and all this other stuff, I'm going to just switch over to $1,000 a month. Now, if you get $1,000 a month, guaranteed, the floor level, I mean, come on, man. It's like it's like a no-brainer. It's not 1960, 1970 anymore. Technology is rapidly changing and taking over and doing things that we didn't even think it could do. And it's not just UBI, why I like Andrew Yang. There's a lot of reasons why I like Andrew Yang. Ranked choice voting. You know what I mean? Like we need a system where people can it actually matters. Voting should be a holiday. How the hell do we put so much pressure on people and we want your vote? Okay, if it's that important and you want everybody's vote, let everybody vote. Say, hey, this is a government holiday. Your vote is important. It matters to us. This is serious. Y'all are off today, but the reason why we're letting everyone off, it's only every 4 years, you know? I know the government is different. You know what I mean? I mean, not government, but like the governor is different. But the presidential, that's all over TV. The presidential election, that's all over TV. Every time you turn around, every time the presidential election come around, you can't even get away from it. I mean, the ads are ridiculous. They're literally just talking shit about each other back and forth. And they want us to be here for it. And there's no drastic, radical change. It's nothing. But yet, your gas prices are going up. The housing market is going up. Everything's rising. Food, grocery, everything's going up. But you barely want to give anybody a raise. It's like, what are y'all doing? It's really like they're trying to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze because we're not really saying nothing. We're saying a little bit, but we're letting these news outlets do the talking for us. When people need to talk, not only do we need to talk, we actually need to do something. Like, I'm here, man. Like, listen, I'm here for the black community. I'm here for the not only the black community, but I'm here for the black community because I'm from that community. I understand the pain, the confusion. I understand all of these things. So for me, I feel like Andrew Yang is the best choice for the black community. I feel like the black community ran to Joe Biden just because he was with Obama. But that don't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? We, and this is going to sound real racist, but I'm sorry. I got to say it. America has an obsession with old white men. Old rich white men. It's almost as if we are brainwashed to believe that they're some sort of god. Like, they treat Elon Musk like he's some sort of god. They treat Donald Trump like he's some sort of god. And I think in this country, we've been brainwashed and taught to believe that the rich white man is the answer. He'll save us. He will save us. And you've seen over the years, it's not true. And don't get me wrong. I understand why people liked Trump. I do. As a black guy, I actually sat and thought about it and analyzed it. He speaks to their core values of the way their culture is set up in America. He speaks to the upper class, you know, suburban lifestyle where they respect cops. Cops respect them. They come to their neighborhood. It's a different approach when they come to my neighborhood that I used to grow up in. So it's I get it. I really do, and I know some of y'all might not like that, but like, I get it. I get why they love, I get why they love Donald Trump. I get it. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. It's just, I just feel like we need a different, new, fresh approach to what's going on in America, man. Like, I don't know, man. I just think we need something different because the way it's going, it's only working for a certain select few people, in my opinion. And I felt like Andrew Yang was the answer. Like, how do you have a guy this smart on the stage and people literally laugh at him? It's like, I just don't get it. It's like, these are grown-ups. These are grown people that are in there, that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It's like, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm tripping, but I don't think that anything that the Forward Party is promoting is going to cripple this country. I just don't understand. Like, why do we only have two Republican and Democrat? Why? Why? Those are the only choices y'all give us? What if I don't like any of them? You know, and I know you got these other parties, but they don't promote them. The only thing they promote is Republican and Democrat. Republican and Democrat. There are things that Republicans say that I like, and there are things that Democrats say that I like. And then there's things that they both say that I don't like. So it's like, why y'all keep giving us this shit? Who is doing this? Who is voting for these old, washed up, senile fuckers? Excuse my language, but like, who's voting for these guys? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. I just don't get it, man, you know? And it kind of makes me sad because I feel like the way the world is, it's going to keep on being that way because people are so afraid of change. And the people that are in the minorities in this country, we're waiting for a change. We're looking for a change. You know what I mean? And it's like they think that making, all right, I'm going to say something, and this is just my opinion. I feel like the powers that be feel like if they make anything better for blacks, Latinos, or any other minorities in this country, they're going to take away from the majority, the white people. Nothing against white people, nothing at all. But that's just how I feel. I feel like they feel like if they start doing what's right for the people that they know have been dealt a dirty hand, I think they just got some weird thing where they feel like they want us to be down. They want certain people in this country to struggle because in their minds, someone has to struggle for someone to live good. Someone has to do the shit jobs. Someone has to have a shitty life for someone to have a good life. And I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true, especially with the way technology is doing a lot for us. You know, we have this thing called technology. So you don't have to necessarily shit on other people and feel like people need to be low and down and out for you to feel like something. I feel like there's some sick narcissistic spirit in this country where they feel like, okay, these people got to be down and out for me to feel good. These people got to be at a lower level so I can be at a higher level and I can feel like somebody and da 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 da. And it's like, okay. There's people that work hard their whole lives, and just because of certain circumstances and maybe even the way the brain works, mental health, you know, your environment, nature, nurture, it just seems as though that there's people that work hard their whole lives and never make the amount of money that a person that might have just got lucky. May have knew somebody, you might have worked hard, and that's just your outcome. But I feel like everybody should have a fair shot. And I don't feel like, based off where I'm sitting, you know, metaphorically, where I'm sitting, based off of that, I just feel like this country doesn't give a damn. They just don't give a damn, man. They don't care. They don't care. They want what they want. They like how they like it, and that's the way it is. But yet you say, okay, you're in a free country. You could be president one day. You could do this and that. And it's like, really? Is that really true? Like, if everybody's gunning for the top, there's no room on the ladder. If everybody's gunning for the top, there's no room on the ladder. You got to start setting up other ladders. And you got to start setting up other ways of trying to achieve, not necessarily being rich. I'm talking about just living comfortable and peaceful. And also it's a mindset thing too. But I think that if America starts promoting a different, I don't know, it's like if they start promoting something different, then you'll start getting different results. But they're not doing that. It's like, it's literally the, every time I cut on the news, I don't even watch it like that. But like, if I cut it on just to see what's going on, really I'd be on YouTube looking at clips like CNN, Fox News. It's a bunch of shit. They're literally just talking shit about each other. That's why I'm like, yo, we need a smart leader. We need a smart leader that's not too young to where he's naive and ignorant, but also not too old where he's set in his ways. And Andrew Yang, in my opinion, is right there in the middle where we need him to be. He knows how to work the internet. He gets it. He gets all of the memes and the funny shit. He gets where the young people are coming from. He understands that so many people can't afford college. They can't, you know, it's just, he gets it. Why don't you want somebody to run the country that gets it? I know why, because he's Asian. Isn't that weird that we live in a country that has literally the biggest melting pot on the face of this planet? But we still got this mindset that if anybody that isn't white becomes the president of this country, it's going to hell. Isn't that strange? I find that very, and they say racism isn't real. That shit is definitely real. Listen, we're on Native American land. We never had a Native American president, and we probably never won't. They don't want that. Hell no. Hell, there'll never be a native indigenous president in this country. We just got a black president a few years ago, and they talk so much shit about that man. He was the Antichrist. He was all of this. He was that. He was. I'm just like, bro. Damn. And I'm gonna say it. He was half white. Imagine if he was full black dude. From Jersey or something. Oh my God. You know what, man? It's just, America is a free country if you kiss the right ass. If you stay in line, follow their rules, do what they tell you to do, and kiss the right ass, then it's a free country. But if you have any other offshore opinion, if you have any other different way of thinking, you're an enemy. You're about to pop their bubble and they can't stand you. Don't come around. We don't want you. And you wonder why these minority groups are frustrated. They're angry because y'all are only thinking one way of thinking. And it's like, I just sit back, you know. I was gonna do this whole joining the forward party and trying to be a part of, you know, changing the way things look in America. But it's almost like a daunting thing because it's like, what the hell am I gonna do? You know, it's almost like you look around and it's like, where do you even start? Where do you even go? What do you want me to do? Hand out flyers? No one gives a damn. People are stressed out. People are losing jobs. People are dying from COVID, lost loved ones from COVID. I mean, people are losing their homes. It's just gas prices. It's just people got too much shit on their plate to actually give a damn about one person that's going to run the country. Especially when they're talking about this. I don't even know what Joe Biden be talking about, and I voted for him. I voted for him because from where I'm standing, being an African-American person, I just felt like Donald Trump was like a fucking bully. And he just rubbed me the wrong way. You know, he has all these allegations against him. But because of his money and because of his power, people brush it under the rug. You know what I mean? Like Harvey Weinstein was doing shit for years. And only because of the Me Too movement, he got caught. In my opinion, if it was never for the Me Too movement, dude would have never got caught. He would have never got caught, in my opinion. So, I just don't get it, man. Like, I wish people could just be honest and say, hey, I like it my way and that's the way I want it. Fuck everybody else. I can respect that more. You don't got to say it directly, but just, hey, that's what I want. You know what I mean? And I also wish that the Democratic Party has some fucking balls. It's like, yo, y'all are a bunch. Like, I ain't going to lie. I sway more towards the middle. That's why I say I'm more of the forward party, because I'm more about thinking and changing and updating the country and having something new, because this old way of thinking, it's not gonna help us in the long run. We gotta really reinvent the way we think. We gotta reinvent the way we see things in this country. And that's why I like Andrew Yang. He's alive, he's alert. He isn't some old washed up jerk with a whole bunch of allegations against him. And it's like, I don't get it. If anybody else, anywhere else would have said, yeah, when you're rich and famous, you could just grab him by the pussy. If Obama would have said that shit, he would have been a thug, rapist, disgusting, horrible, bad for the country, all of that shit. But because they like Donald Trump's way, they forgave him. You see that? They forgave him because they feel like anything else is bullshit, because you're affecting their way of life. That's essentially what you're doing when you go against the system, because you're affecting their way of life. They like being the rich. They like being the powerful. They like having it the way they got it. It's easy. They straight. You see it at jobs. When there's a certain manager that he likes who he likes, he puts those people in positions, trains them the way he wants them to be trained, and then they act just like the bullshit. That's the problem with the police departments. Not all cops are bad, but when you put someone in a position and they want to be there, they'll do whatever you say. So it's not hard to manipulate a person. It's not hard to get in their head slowly over time, groom them, and show them how to be a piece of shit dirtbag like everyone else. And then they fall in line to the same thing. Because even if they start saying something different, they get that pushback. They'll start being pushed out the circle. They don't want to get pushed out the circle. They want to be in the circle. They want to know all the inside secrets and all the little tidbits and everything like that. You see what I'm saying? So that's why it's like, in my humble opinion, man, it's like, I truly don't understand this country. I truly don't understand the system of this country. I truly think we need something different. I like Elon Musk. Honestly, this is going to sound crazy. If Elon Musk ran for president, I would vote for him, because I know he's going to do some some plans. He's going to have a strategic plan to fix things. You can tell how he is. He's super analytical. So he's just going to fix issues. He's going to fix problems. He's not going to give a damn about how a person feels and their great granddaddy and pull yourselves up by the bootstrap. And even on the black side of things, man, it's like, we in the black community really got to get out of this mindset. I mean, it's not everybody, but there's this mindset that being bad is good, or that listen, I'm from the hood. I don't give a fuck how nobody feels about this. Being some sort of tough guy makes you something. And I get it, because when you grow up in poverty, you don't have anything else to hang on to but your pride. You don't have anything else to hang on to, nothing else to do but do what you see. Again, nature, nurture. But we really got to change the mindsets in the black community. But you got to be careful, though, because you don't want to start changing minds and then you get those people that go too far. You know, everybody want to be a Dr. Umar. Everybody want to be Malcolm X. They want to start everywhere. Like, dude, okay, relax. We get it. We know we black. It's cool. Just be cool. Don't go all weird, freaked out, crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's the issue with white people. It's like they got these radicals. There it is. That's the word, radicals. You know what I mean? It's nothing wrong with being proud of who you are. I think white people should be proud of who they are. That's who they're going to be to the day they die. but you don't got to be a racist piece of shit. Black people should be proud of who we are. But we don't got to go around like we Malcolm X every single day. You know what I'm saying? Just work on your fucking self. Do what you need to do and just start being positive. But we don't have that leg up just yet. Even when Obama was in there. I think Obama did a decent job of what he had. I know he had a lot of roadblocks. First black dude in office, oh hell yeah. He had a lot of haters. So a lot of the stuff that he wanted to do, he couldn't even do that shit. Y'all, come on, he black. I face it on damn near every job I had. You know, whether you want to believe it or not, man. So, you know, if the Asian guy gets in there, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing. They might respect him a little more because he's Asian. And Asian people have this stigma of being smart. So they might respect him more because of that. You see what I'm saying? Black people, the only stigma we got is we can run fast and jump high. We don't got no really good stigma like we're super smart or we're this or we built. It's like we don't have that. Like they love calling us thugs and criminals. Thugs, criminals, we only good for running back and forth with a ball in our hand. That's it. That's how they view us a lot of times in this country. So, it's, you know what I mean, man? It's just, I feel like, man, if we had Andrew Yang in office, man, people will understand crypto a lot more. We can probably integrate it into some things, get people some more money in their pockets. Maybe even, you know, I don't know. Like, we could have trade schools in every single neighborhood in America. We can do that. That's not hard. We sending millions of dollars to the Ukraine, and you mean to tell me we can't put trade schools in every, I guess you want to call it ghetto, or close to every ghetto or every hood, so those kids that can't afford college can afford something cheaper? Maybe even set up a program where if they have good grades, they don't have to pay for it, and the school gets some sort of incentive from the government. I don't know. Something. But they're not going to do that, because if they start putting trade schools in every single city beside these ghettos or neighborhoods or whatever, first of all, they got to be worth a damn. And second of all, they got to approve it. And they're not going to approve it, because if they do that, then you're competing with the colleges. And if you start competing with the colleges, they lose money. You know they got power behind them. So that's what I'm saying, man. It's like, I want to, like, join the Forward Party and be a part of this progressive movement forward, changing the way we look at this country and this landscape. You know, going into 2023, 2025, getting close to 2030, there needs to be a drastic, radical change. You can see everyone's frustrated. The crime rate is skyrocketing. And the government's not going to do anything about it. They're going to do a little stuff here and there, little stuff here and there, little small shit that don't amount to hilly beans at all. Even Trump not going to do shit for everybody. Trump going to do shit for the few he can relate to. You can't tell me that this dude gives a fuck about everybody in this country. That's bullshit. That's absolute bullshit. And honestly, neither did Obama. I feel like he had his own agenda too. And I fuck with Obama, but I really feel like he just had his own. Everyone, in my opinion, if your dream is to become president, that's your dream. Your dream isn't to help people. Your dream is to become president. You have to have a dream. I feel like Andrew Yang has a dream to actually see a change in this country. You know what I mean? Like, he just made the most sense. Like, how can you push someone out that makes the most sense? Oh, I know how. The powers that be. Political dollars and lobbyists and all these other crazy ass people behind the scenes, electoral college and all this shit here. You know, there's slick shit going on behind the scenes. There's slick shit going on at every single establishment in this fucking country. All the way from McDonald's all the way up to the presidency. Police departments, the word crooked cop wouldn't even be a term if it wasn't real. They've actually locked up crooked cops. But they don't want to say that. Back the good blue people. Don't back the shitty ass crooked cops, because when you say back the blue, you backing everybody. You know what I mean? And I don't have anything against cops, because if we didn't have cops, it'd be Wild Wild West. Everybody be getting killed. Be way worse, because there'd be no line of defense there. So yeah, we need them. You might not like them. 90% of the time you interact with them is negative. But I just feel like, man, I don't know. I feel like, I said this in the last episode, cops, police officers should have at least an associate's degree in sociology. The study of interacting with human beings. Not psychology, but sociology. They should have that. You know what I mean? Like, and they all should get a monthly psych evaluation. And they should get a drug test every month. Random, every month. Because police officers are one of the most important jobs in this country, along with firefighters, EMTs, teachers. These are like the foundations of America, like teachers, churches. These are where kids get their first start interacting with other people. Schools, daycares. These are the places where the money should go and amplify. You know, they say defund the police. That ain't gonna do shit. That ain't gonna do shit. I'm here to tell you, that ain't gonna do a damn thing. It ain't gonna do a damn thing, because even if you get close to defunding the police, it's gonna be backfiring. It's a little civil war. There's gonna be marching. There's gonna be people outside with their AK-47s and Black Lives Matter on the other side. Somebody gonna fucking die. Y'all know how it's gonna go. Don't defund the police. Give them more money. That way you can train them better. And if you give them more money and it's still a shit show, then you defund them, because you see that it's a bunch of bullshit and they're not really doing nothing. They hiding behind their badges and their uniforms like they really, like, come on, man. And again, not all cops are bad. I'm not sitting up here saying they're all bad. That's not true. That's not true at all. I come across a few good police officers in my lifetime that have really helped me out. And I've came across some that were fucking asshole dickheads. You know what I'm saying? But they got to understand that job is very, 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 very serious. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, man, I just feel like we need a radical change. We need a new party in this country. We really need a huge step up. But the thing is like, the reason I'm over here talking about it is because I don't know how to go forward with it. Like, I don't know. Like, I really rock with Andrew Yang. I would love to join that party and start getting things going, but you almost putting a target on your back, because you know they don't want change. They don't want change. They do not want change. They want things to be the way they are because it's safe for them. It's safe that way. You know, again, like I said, they feel like someone has to be at the bottom so they can feel like they're at the top. They don't want you on equal footing, equal playing fields. They don't want you on the same game board as them, because then you'll figure out their secrets. You'll find out all the little dirty laundry and everything that's going on. So it's a real fight in this country, man. It shouldn't even be that way, because it's a free country. At least they're supposed to be a free country. And again, I don't want to sit up here and sound like I'm complaining, because, you know, you could be in a third world country. There's way more corrupt places in the world. We know that by looking at shit on TV. It's way more, and I hate to use Ukraine as an example, but people are literally dying in Ukraine right now. You know what I mean? And it's sad, but that ain't the only place where people dying. And you would think they would go after Putin. You showing us this shit all over TV. Keep talking about it. Breaking news. It's all on social media. It's all on TikTok. It's all on YouTube. What the hell y'all gonna do? Quit showing us this carnage and do something. You supposed to be the great America. Then do something then. Do something. Don't just keep plastering death and violence and destruction all over the TVs, getting everybody psyche all fucked up every single day, and then you don't even do anything about it. Oh, we're gonna send them some money. Well, hold on, man. The grocery stores are empty. I went in Walmart a few times last week. The grocery stores are empty. There's a chip shortage. Gas prices are skyrocketing. Russia got a lot to do with that. People are broke. People are homeless here in America. What are y'all doing sending money over there to a whole other, another goddamn part of the world? You know, let Europe assist them. They right there by them. Let them assist. We way the fuck on the other side of the country. Let them assist. You know, if you're not going to go in and smoke Putin, then what you, what? This dude is literally waging war. And y'all not doing anything, the American not doing anything about it. So I don't even think it should be all over our TV screens. Real talk, we America. We not Ukraine. What are we gonna do? Get on a boat and swim over there? It ain't gonna happen, man. So I don't know, man. I just feel like this country, man, is just lost. I'm gonna get off of here, man, because I get the rambling. It's your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is Trauma 5 Podcast.